Wiele, twee wiele.
Nou, as jy daai klanke hoor, weet jy, dit is tyd vir wiele, twee wiele en ek is Janette. En kyk, ten hierdie tyd weet jy, dis my gunsteling tyd van die week, want ek kan gesels oor iets waaroor ek passievol is. Wiele, twee wiele en motorsport. En so van motorsport gepraat. Dit was die Dakar veldtydren van die 3de tot die 17de Januarie. Die moeilikste ren ter wêreld. Man, ons praat van oor die 8000 km oor 2 weke. En ons is werklik trots op ons Suider-Afrika deelnemers. En sien hulle dat dit net een keer 'n jaar gebeur, sit ons die kollig op al ons Suider-Afrika deelnemers, want ons is so trots op hulle. Die kar kategorie is op die outende gewen deur Nasser Al-Attiyah in sy Dacia Sandrider. Tweede was Nanny Roma in 'n Ford Raptor en derde was ook 'n Ford Raptor met Matthias Ekström. Maar kom ons gesels oor ons trotse Toyota Gazoo Racing Suid-Afrika span. Jongeling Sahoud Variawa en sy navigator François Kazelay was 10de algeheel in hulle Suid-Afrikaanse geboude Toyota Hilux. Dit was 'n uitmergelende ren, maar Sahoud is bly om nou 3 Dakar renne agter sy naam te hê.
Overall, very long race, tough race. We're at the finish. It's my third Dakar participating and third finish, so I'm happy with that. On the bright side, we had the pace to be within the top 5 all the time. Stage win, which also added to the whole atmosphere of the team, and you know, it brought sort of the confidence again. And we had some issues throughout the race, and a lot of the things I couldn't control, and that cost me about an hour, stuff that were out of my control, but that would have put us top 5 overall. And I think I'm happy with that performance, considering how close the top 5 results were, especially with Loeb being fourth and only like 20 minutes down. I think it's a good performance on my side. I've grown a lot, learned a lot, and my results are starting to show now a lot better. And I'm happy with that. We keep on pushing, working harder, and we hope for a victory in at least a few rounds of the W2RC.
Guy Botterill in sy navigator Oriel Menna was 14e algeheel en as dit nie was vir 'n hele paar uitdagings nie, kon hulle maklik in die top 5 gewees het. Guy vertel.
End of Dakar 2026, a rollercoaster of an event for us. We had really good times. We were in the top 10 just about every single stage. And then unfortunately we got caught by one or two mishaps along the way. But like everybody says, that's Dakar. It's a hell of a long race, 7,000 Ks, so things do go wrong in unseen terrain. Just super happy for the team. We did a great job. I think the pace is there, and I think there's a lot of good things to come. So just really big thanks to the team. Oriel did a great job. We're just looking forward to the future, and we can build on what we did this week.
João Ferreira en Felipe Palmeiro van Portugal was deel van die Toyota Gazoo Racing Suid-Afrika span, en hulle was 18e algeheel. Hier is João.
Okay, it's the end of Dakar 2026, not the result that the team wanted or deserved it for all the work we have been doing it. But yeah, it's sometimes Dakar, it's tough and we learn a lot of things, and we still have a full year and a full season of W2RC. So we have many opportunities to fight for the win and to win races and stages for sure. And we will continue our hard work because Dakar 2027, it's around the corner.
Spanbaat Shamir Variawa het net lof gehad vir die Toyota Hilux.
If you look back at the rally, if you look back at the Dakar, our Hiluxes have been strong. Pace has been good. Unfortunately, you know, puncher dependent on results at certain places. But yeah, we're happy with what we have achieved, not what we wanted, but we take what we get, and our original Hiluxes have done the job.
Vir Toyota Suid-Afrika Motors se visie-president vir bemarking, Glenn Crompton, is dit 'n merkwaardige prestasie om 'n Dakar te kan klaarmaak, en hy is trots op die span. Hier is Glenn.
So, yeah, I think we're at the end of Dakar. The results don't necessarily reflect the performance of the team. The team have done an incredible job. I don't think anybody understands the challenges and the hard work that goes into just finishing a Dakar, let alone finishing well. The team, we set the team a challenge and they delivered on the challenge. We wanted to get a top 10, which Sahoud managed to squeeze in today, which was great. But yeah, no, we couldn't be prouder of the team. Team have done phenomenally well. I think this is really the start of something really amazing, and we're just going to go from strength to strength. For us, there's probably two real critical points. One is continuous improvement, and we see that here. And the other one is respect for people. And we've got such great team camaraderie and such great team respect that that's all we really want as a brand. That's what we need as a brand, and that's what we strive for. So we're really happy. Thank you.
Henk Lategang en sy navigator Brett Cummings, wat nou ry vir die Toyota Gazoo Racing Europese Overdrive span, was 21ste algeheel. Kyk, hulle het behoorlike uitdagende ren gehad en tot 3 sneltrajecte voor die einde het hy nog 'n kans gestaan om die 2026 Dakar veldtydren te wen, maar dit was nie vir hierdie jaar beskore nie. Natuurlik, as ek Dakar praat, dan doen ek dit nie alleen nie. Steffie van die Southern African Dakar Crew praat altyd saam. Ah, Steffie, another Dakar is done and dusted. Can you believe it?
JKK, 2 weeks of pure adrenaline. The roller coaster that was Dakar 2026 is over. A brutal test of thousands of kilometers that left us both elated and deflated. What a crazy ride, JKK.
Let's talk about the Century Racing team and the proudly built in South Africa CR7.
Century Racing's Brian Baragwanath said he had never experienced such hardcore racing, flat out every kilometer of the stage, but a solid performance throughout saw them finish in position 16 overall. Century Racing's David and Goliath story continued as they not only made history, but were also the only privateer team to finish with a top 10 position overall. A proudly South African moment. Gillian Hardy, team principal and our Mauritian magician, tells us more.
So this is a wrap for us for Dakar 2026. A very positive race for Century Racing overall. We had our fair share of problems and difficulties, but it's always the case in Dakar. Thankfully, our two factory cars never stopped on track for repairs, which is a big positive. Some of our clients had issues, but also terrain was very rough, and the drivers had to look after the cars this year to guarantee a finish. The victory on stage 10, we've been waiting for a stage win since 2020. Came close a few times, but on stage 10, the stars aligned and the brilliant drive from Mathieu, brilliant navigation from Loic. The car was fault vest that day and we got the reward. So six overall again this year to put up on the sixth place from last year. It's mission accomplished from our side to prove the quality of the car and the product. Yeah, we will see what the future brings, what our options are for the next Dakar. But sense of satisfaction coming home now.
Pierce Laser Racing had a roller coaster of an adventure. Stuart Gregory, navigator for Jürgen Schroeder in their modified WCT Engineering Beast, explains the Dakar experience and what the future holds. Here's Stuart.
Hey guys, got our cool plaque. It's actually really nice. To be honest, it's nicer than a medal. We don't have one of these, so really awesome metal plaque, and awesome to finish it. Thanks for the team, and Jürgen, it was really a roller coaster, poor adventure, ups and downs, and got to the end, and we're signing out, so thanks everyone for the support. We'll be back. I don't know what the future holds for us, but I'm sure we'll be up to some exciting news, and definitely don't think I'm done with Dakar. I'd like to get at least 10. Dakar legend. Sounds good. I've done 7 now, so 70% of the way there. I battled to get 70% at school, so let's hope I can get a little bit more than that. Cheers, guys, and to next year.
Congrats on your 7th Dakar, Stu, and here's to the next 3 to make your Dakar legend status.
Steffie, dan is daar 'n jonge dame wat geskiedenis gemaak het. Boek Klaassen het onder haar Nederlandse paspoort gery, maar sy bly in Stellenbosch en is 'n trotse Suid-Afrikaner.
Yes, Janet. More history was made by our talented South African Dutch challenger driver, Puk Klaassen, when she became only one of 5 women to win a stage on the world's toughest motorsport event and then went on to win a second stage in class and finished in 5th overall in the challenger class. What an achievement, JKK. She really is a phenomenon and we are so proud of her.
Here is Puk.
Yeah, we finished. I can't believe it. This last stage was really flat out and fast and a lot of positives and some negatives to take from this race. But overall, I'm really happy. I never expected it to go this well. And we had 2 stage wins, which was amazing. And the car and the new team, everything went super well. We just had 1 bad day and that really set us back. We lost nearly 2 hours when we could have lost like 20. But yeah, it's always hard to swallow, and you have to not think about it, otherwise you go a bit crazy. But yeah, I mean, overall, it was a tough Dakar, and all the challenges pushed like crazy. It felt like I drove flat out like all 13 stages. So I love that competition. And yeah, I'm proud of everyone that raced. It was good.
Jeanette, I also have to send a huge shout out to my friend and colleague, Matt Hollywood Smith, who did a phenomenal job on the mic and the TV highlights packages. Well done, Hollywood. You brought the vibe and we are so proud of you.
Steffie, maar kom ons gesels nou eers oor Motul. Motul Suid-Afrika het deur die Southern Africa Dakar Group 'n kompetisie gehardloop waar jy fantastiese pryse kon wen. Vertel ons, wat het gebeur?
Jeanette, we had a phenomenal response to the Motul South Africa competition with just over 80,000 views in the second week of the competition alone. The lucky draw has taken place and the winners are being verified and will be announced on both Southern Africa Dakar Group and Motul South Africa Insta and Facebook social platforms throughout the week. Hop onto either platform and see if you are a winner. Thank you, Motul South Africa, and you for entering, and good luck to you all. For the last time in 2026, Jeanette, this is Steffie for the Southern Africa Dakar Group. This was Dakar 2026.
Ons gaan nou eers bietjie asem skep en dan gaan Clinton Pienaar ons tweewielerman by ons aansluit om ons te vertel hoe dit gegaan in die motorfietskategorie vir die 2026 Dakar veldtydren. Ons is nou terug.
As jy 'n vlekvrye staal uitlaatstelsel soek, of jy nou jou kar wil laat purr soos 'n klein katjie, of wil laat blaf soos 'n Rottweiler, moet jy definitief 'n draai gaan maak by Powerflow Bellville. Hulle kyk na alles wat jy nodig het wanneer dit by jou uitlaatstelsel kom, en jy kry boonop 'n 5-jaar waarborg ook. 'N nuwe stelsel sal selfs vir jou beter werkverrigting gee. Besoek powerflowbellville.co.za of Powerflow Exhaust Bellville op Facebook. Powerflow Bellville, jou nommer 1 vir vlekvrye staal uitlaatstelsel.
As jy nou net ingeskakel het, dit is Wiele, Twee Wiele. Ek is Jeanette en ons gesels oor die 2026 Dakar veldtydren en hoe trots ons op ons Suider-Afrika deelnemers is wat daar klaargemaak het. Vir die motorfietskategorie sluit Clinton Pienaar nou by ons aan. En Clinton, ek moet vir jou sê, die Dakar is elke jaar 'n tuimeltrein, maar hierdie jaar was op 'n ander vlak.
Hallo julle. Man, ek dink die Dakar bewys hom elke jaar om een van hierdie ongelooflike, moeilike en heeltyd wisselvallende events te wees, want die een dag doen jy goed, die volgende dag doen jy fantasties sleg en die volgende dag is sommer uit. Maar in elk geval hierdie jaar was geen verskil nie. Ricky Brabec, wat oor die 3 minute voor was op die laaste dag en wat amper almal seker was dat hy gaan wen, het in die laaste 3 kilometer 'n fout gemaak en links gedraai waai op die tweede pad moes links draai. Ongelukkig met Dakar kan jy partykeer jouself regmaak, maar waar hy gery het, moes hy backtrack en dan weer gaan. So die laaste 2-3 kilometer het hy en Benavides Luciano, wat op die Red Bull KTM is, omtrent gejaag is of besetene om by die einde te kom. En op die einde was het net 2 sekondes verskil. En die vorigste naaste verskil was Benavides se broer, wat 43 sekondes agter Toby Price gekom het 'n paar jaar terug. Net om 2 sekondes in perspektief te stel, die mense jaag vir oor die 50 ure. So as jy 2 sekondes daarin sit, is dit 1/90,000ste van 'n verskil tussen eerste plek en tweede plek. So net absoluut ongelooflik. Daai manne is manne van staal. Maar ongelooflik. Kyk, Luciano Benavides, hy verdien dit. Hy was 'n hele paar minute agter gewees. Ek dink is iets soos 13 minute agter op stage 4. En elke keer toe hulle met hom gepraat het, het hy net gesê, he's not gonna give up, hy gaan aanhou probeer. Ricky Brabec, wat omtrent, een mens moet sê, een van die beste ryers in die wêreld, want as jy voor ry, moet jy navigate, kyk waar jy ry, weet dat jy nie 'n fout maak nie, en die ouens wat agter jou wegtrek, het dit makliker, want hulle kan die spore volg. So, verseker, Luciano Benavides het dit makliker gehad op die laaste dag. En sorry, net nog 'n ding. So op die stage uit, nê, het Brabec vir omtrent 20 sekondes agter kamele vasgesit waar hy nie kon verbykom in so 'n moeilike gedeelte nie. So die ouens sê nou, jene, hoeveel sou daai 2 sekondes die dag gehelp het net met daai kamele? Maar in elk geval, dit is wat dit is. En voor ek te lank praat, ons het nogal iets lekker van die 2 ouens wat nou goed gedoen het. Ons het Ross Bronze, wat 'n hero wat van India afkom, en hy is van Botswana af gery het, en hy het 8ste gekom op die einde. Dis nie waar hy wou gekom het nie. Ek weet hy's goed genoeg vir 'n wen, maar luister gou na wat hy sê.
Hey guys, so that's the end of a very eventful Dakar. Really happy to be in one piece at the finish line. It was looking a bit dim halfway through the race, but I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without your guys' support and all the messages of encouragement and keep going was meaning the world to me. So I really want to say thank you. Obviously, it's not the position we wanted and something that we've all been really working really hard for, but it shows that we've got the speed to be at the front and to run with those guys. So yeah, just one or two small little things I'd like to change before the next rally in Portugal. But all in all, everybody's happy and I'm glad to have made the finish line. It's one that I really wanted to tick off, and being in the top 10 is good for me, and I'm happy with it. So yeah, just super grateful and really thankful to all you guys, and yeah, big thank you to my entire team. Without them, then none of this would be possible. Everyone worked really, really hard. Thank you to Charon for behind the scenes stuff. And a huge thank you to John. He's helped us a lot through the last couple of days and keeping the body in check and making sure that I could recover quickly enough to get on the bike. So, and then last but definitely not least, a huge thank you to my wife Amy. Without her, no one would be getting updated, and I definitely wouldn't be in the mindset that I'm in without her. So a big thank you to Amy for keeping everyone up to date and looking after me and making sure that we stay in a mind that is the best for all of us. So yeah, a huge thank you once again to everybody. Looking forward to getting home now. There's a couple of things that we have to do to fix my body up, but yeah, I'm really excited and looking forward to a great 2026, and really motivated. I haven't felt this good and this strong on a bike for a very long time, and this motivated to go and win. So looking forward to a great 2026. So thank you guys so much.
Maar gou net na iemand anders. Alfie Cox is ons absolute legende ryer in Suid-Afrika. Sy seun Bradley ry nou vir die Sherco fabrieksspan. So hulle het nou nie meer finansiële druk nie, maar hy sit net druk op homself. Hulle het goed gedoen, maar ook bietjie meganiese probleme gehad waar hy moes ingesleep word. Maar luister gou na die respek tussen die pa en seun, en dis Alfie Cox se eie woorde en Bradley Cox se eie woorde.
Okay, Brad, it's my turn to have a little bit of a say. Listen to me carefully, buddy. Okay? All ears, hold that medal up. Let's see. Wow, all that, eh? For that medal. Brad, I don't think you understand emotions in this Dakar rally. I want to tell you now, there's a saying in English. It brings a tear to a glass eye. And I can tell you now, you don't understand how many supporters send me messages. They're emotional. They got lumps in their throat. Some of them are crying in tears for the happiness for you. And I just want to tell you, everybody that's been behind you from the beginning, from when you were begging for your first Dakar, millions of rands for your first Dakar, you cannot believe that people have all got you here. And I'm sure you're going to say a few words. And to all your sponsors and to be in a team like this now, I'm sure you've got something to say. But listen, boy, from us as a family, you know, you owe your mother more than ever. You owe your whole family at home, your auntie, everybody that's behind you, and Brit as well, I'm sure, because this emotional roller coaster is just too much for us. Please look for another game, golf or something. But yeah, we'll go fishing. Boy, what a 2 weeks, eh?
Yeah, crazy 2 weeks, but kept it pretty cool. I mean, we had myself, I think I worked out that I threw away just a navigation 9 minutes, which is nothing in a whole rally. So I'm pretty happy with that. Before, I was throwing away like 40, 50 minutes. And yeah, of course, there was no financial pressure this year, which was nice. But obviously, the inner pressure is more because I obviously want to do well. And yeah, we were in that position, which was good. And we still had a good second week, lots of times with the top 10. And yeah, thank you to everyone at home for the support, as well as my vessel sponsors that still are on board. And yeah, just everyone that's helped me get to this point has been amazing. Yeah, we already start working for next year.
Okay, boys, thank you again. And for everybody at home, everyone, Adamas. Ciao, arrivederci.
En net laasens, ons het Michael Dougherty, wat ook in die vierde stage het probleem gehad met sy wiel, waar hy omtrent uit was. Maar hy het in stage, hy ry in rally 2, ek dink hy het 9 van die stages gewen. Jene, ek wens so ons kon hom in 'n fabriekspan sien. Ek wens die ouens sien hom raak, want dit is een van die beste potensiële wenners in die toekoms vir ons land. En dan het laaste, ons het nog 'n ryer gehad van Suid-Afrika, Ronald Venter. Hy het nie klaar gemaak nie. En dan Anthony Reynard was ook een entry. Ek gaan probeer met hom omvang in die week, maar net ten opsomming, die Dakar 2026 was absoluut fantasties en het was so goed om daarna te kyk. Tot volgende keer, hou die wiele aan die rol.
Nou daar het jy dit. Dit was die 2026 Dakar veldtydren. Dankie dat jy saam met ons op hierdie avontuur was. Tot volgende week toe, hou jou wiele aan die rol.